Bailey Helgeson was in treatment for heroin addiction when she first encountered acupuncture. Well before her addiction took hold in 2014, Helgeson had been dealing with hip pain. Doctors tried all sorts of remedies, but none of them worked. Then, while at an addiction treatment facility in North Carolina, Helgeson began a different regimen to deal with pain, one that's been practiced for thousands of years, acupuncture.
It worked so well, I thought it was a fluke. Like, I thought there's no way this is going to continue.
Then she met Roanoke acupuncturist Katie Clifton.
When I moved to Roanoke, I found Katie and continued doing acupuncture about every 6 weeks. Sometimes it goes a little longer. And, I mean, knock on wood, it's been over 3 years.
A couple years ago, Katie Clifton took her practice to the street. In a fuchsia pink school bus named Sue, Queen Penn Family Wellness travels around the city providing free 20-minute sessions of acupuncture called the 5-Point Protocol. Practitioners stick 5 tiny needles, the width is that of a human hair, into each ear. The treatment emerged in the 1970s in New York City as a way to treat heroin addiction. After a 1972 visit to China, members of the Black Panther Party brought the practice to a South Bronx detox clinic. The protocol can also help people recover from trauma, PTSD, and other ailments. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.